You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
Happy New Year to each and every one of you. I am Andres, the Honest Broker.
Thank you so much for joining on this episode of the program. This is a public service announcement episode, so these tend to be on the shorter side and considerably more informative that I tend to do compared to the main show that debuts on Monday. But stay tuned for the Monday episode because I'll be doing the news roundup of the month of December and also wrapping up the biggest news articles of 2019. The reason I'm doing this PSA is because now that we're officially in the new year here in California, the Tenant Protection Act, also known as AB 1482, that was signed into law in October, is officially in effect. I've covered it before. I've gone as thoroughly as I could over it while things were still being settled, but now I want to recap some of those certain things because I want to talk about who's affected and who's exempted, and also what Costa Hawkins is, because Costa Hawkins is constantly being attacked, and we expect it to continue to be attacked in the next year or so, because for some, the statewide rent cap doesn't do enough. I mean, it's bad enough that we have rent control in the entire state, second state to do so after Oregon, but that's not enough for the tenant activists. They want to get rid entirely of Costa Hawkins, the last remaining homeowners rights protection act on the Constitution here in the California. So, without further ado, I want to first explain what Costa Hawkins is, because I have touched on it before, but for those that are not as in tune to my show, I'll recap it here, that Costa Hawkins for the past 20 years has prohibited local governments from regulating the price of rents in rental units built after 1995. Costa Hawkins also prohibits a local government from regulating rents on single-family homes, individually owned condominiums, and townhouses. Moreover, the act requires all rent control ordinances to allow a rental property owner to set the rent at market rate once an existing tenant moves out and a new tenant moves in, a policy known as vacancy decontrol. So let's talk about AB 1482, aka the Tenant Protection Act. Who is affected? The rent cap is applied to properties that are older than 15 years old. So that means anything that was constructed before the year 2005 are affected. The properties that are affected are also any properties where there are two or more units. The only time where the two unit, also called a duplex, is exempt is when the owner lives in one of the duplexes. Properties that are also affected are properties that are not regulated by local rent controls under the Costa Hawkins Rental Housing Act. So who is exempt from the rent cap? Properties that are less than 15 years old. So if your property was built after 2005, then you're exempt. The properties that are regulated by more stringent rent control, so in other words, those that are existing and already have stricter rent control in areas like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Santa Monica, or Inglewood, Long Beach, Glendale, Burbank, those all have rent control now. Although in the case of Long Beach, the city council voted to repeal it thanks to the efforts of Better Homes for Long Beach. I suggest you go check out their website and support their efforts because they're also suing the state to get this Tenant Protection Act removed. That court date's coming next month. Gavin Newsom's been trying to get the court to dismiss the trial, but as of this episode, it's still scheduled for early February. We'll see how far this goes. Other exemptions to the statewide rent cap are single-family homes, including condominiums, townhouses, unless owned by a real estate trust or a corporation or limited liability corporation in which at least one member is a corporation. Another property that's exempt is a duplex if the owner lives in one of the units. So those are the ones that are exempt. There also is this thing that if you have a single family home and it's not in a rent control area or not subject to rent control, you have to notify the tenant. If you don't notify the tenant that is not subject to rent control, it automatically becomes under rent control because the tenant assumes that it is. Therefore, the benefit of the doubt goes to the tenant. Look, all these rules are rigged against the homeowners. And the last rule that works in homeowners' favors is Costa Hawkins. That's been constantly under siege since it was passed. And
that's what the tenant activists want to do. Ultimately, they want to get rid of Costa Hawking so they can blanket every single unit, including all these new ones that are being raised everywhere. So just giving you a heads up, that's how extreme it is. And that's what we're forced to live with here in California, unless we, the people, do something about it. But so far, no one's been willing to take the charge and the financial responsibility to try to get this to the people so we can vote to repeal the Tenant Protection Act. Because we as people voted down statewide rent control last year, but then the Assembly and the State Senate, in all their wisdom, said that the people were wrong and they rammed through rent control. So that's how we ended up with this. And that is your PSA. Stay tuned for more on the Andres Segovia Show as more information comes up, because if some things do pop up that weren't understood very well, believe me, there's going to be lawsuits left and right like crazy. So it you should know that. Oh, one last thing, that if your rent, you raise the rent after March 15th and it doesn't comply with the state rent control that just went into effect, you have to roll it back to pre-March 15th, 2019 level. And from there, adjust to what the state allows you. So if you did, just letting you know, you have to roll it back. It's crazy, I know. By the way, one last thing. The tenant rights activists want to get rid of vacancy decontrol. So keep an ear to the ground, folks, because this fight is only the beginning. And I'm Andres. You can go to my website, www.theandressegovia.com, to find every other episode that I've done since last year. And also to stay tuned, to like, share, and subscribe for upcoming content that I'm doing. The show is on every Monday. PSAs like this happen on Thursdays sporadically whenever I need to throw in a PSA. And for those that are interested in my book, because I did write a book, it's available on Amazon. You can find the link on the homepage of my website as well. But if you're interested in real estate resources, by all means, go to my real estate website, SegoviaRES.com. You'll find anything and everything regarding real estate resources there and how to contact me for a free consultation on real estate, whether you're buying or selling or trading. And for those of you that want to communicate with me to stay in touch and participate in the show, all my social media links are available at both websites. So by all means, please communicate with me, stay in touch, let me know that you're enjoying the content, because it encourages me to continue on doing this. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. I'll see you in the next episode where I go over the December news roundup. Have yourself a very happy and prosperous new year.